Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Early settlers to the landscape we know as Capitol Reef National Park in south central Utah planted cherry, apricot, peach, pear, apple, and walnut trees as a cash crop for survival along the Fremont River bottoms. Visitors today are often surprised by the fruit trees in light of the surrounding desert climate, and campers can even pick apples and peaches from their campsites in the orchards. But the green fields and fruit trees also attract deer, marmots, and other small critters which are easy to spot and are comfortable with humans in their environment. Though the deer roam free in the tall grass between apple trees, there are species that are a bit more dangerous lurking nearby. Mountain lions and black bears skillfully stalk around this historic district of Fruta without being seen. Mountain lions have even been spotted within a half mile of the popular campground. Yet little is known about the species within the confines of Capitol Reef. With so many questions unanswered about the predator and prey relationship in the unique landscape, the park has received a Disney Nature Impact Grant to enlighten us. Lori Rome, the park's chief of interpretation, says, "We're setting up 10 to 20 infrared motion-detected camera traps in surrounding areas. This is a non-invasive way to learn basic information about the species. These cameras will provide useful evidence and reveal the patterns of the quiet predators in the park. The public will be engaged through a citizen science project using social media and public interpretive programming, for example, helping to survey deer populations. If you've seen Disney Nature's movie Bears, you too help contribute to the Disney Nature Impact Grants program. 14 national parks are receiving funding via proceeds from the movie. Disney Nature has pledged a contribution to the National Park Foundation, the official charity of America's national parks, through the Disney Worldwide Conservation Fund, for each person who saw the film during its first week in theaters. This type of support helps preserve and protect Capitol Reef and the rest of the national park system. The Disney Nature Impact Grant enables parks to conduct much-needed conservation projects, such as studying mountain lions at Capitol Reef. Each park selected to receive a grant through this program had to demonstrate a clear need for the money and how it would make a profound difference in habitat restoration, wildlife protection, or conservation research. With this assistance, we should be able to understand predators' actions in Capitol Reef National Park. For National Parks Traveler, I'm Patrick Cohn.
Wild About Utah is a production of Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. For more than 30 years, working to preserve the wilderness at the heart of the Colorado Plateau. More about protecting Utah's wilderness heritage at suwa.org.